Ralphie Radio Show, of course, the big news today. Dr. Conrad Murray found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the death of singer Michael Jackson. Attorney Justin Leto has been following the case. He joins me now on the Ralphie Radio Show. And Mr. Leto, thank you for the time. I know originally you thought that this might end up being a hung jury or maybe even a not guilty verdict. It was neither. Are you surprised?
I'm not surprised at all. I mean, it was a very tough hurdle for the defense to get over because ultimately what has to be proven is involuntary manslaughter, meaning no intent. So if the jury felt that Dr. Murray was terribly negligent, I can understand why they convicted him. My argument was that it was a difficult burden to prove that it was the causation element, meaning that the doctor actually caused Michael Jackson's death because he may have contributed it himself. And I thought that was going to be where there was going to be a problem with the jury. But I stand corrected. I always respect what a jury does. And in this case, they analyzed for 2 days. They worked hard and they came up with a verdict they felt was just.
Mr. Leto, I'm sure as the whole nation found out, you know, maybe way back in the day with the OJ trial and then more recently with this Casey Anthony trial, you really cannot predict how these juries are going to react, right?
Never. You know, I always wish that I could sit inside one of those jury deliberation rooms so I can listen to what facts they actually find to be the ones that are most important. Because as lawyers, we pick out the ones that we think are most relevant, but you never know what they are looking at as being the most important facts. And you know, that's one thing that's special and it's sacred, and that is the jury deliberation room. They sit back there. It's up to them and only them, and you got to respect whatever result they come up with.
Attorney Justin Leto here on the Ralphie Radio Show. So now the sentencing for Dr. Conrad Murray, some are saying maybe a plea deal because this was involuntary manslaughter and he has no violent past. Can you see that in the future or now?
You know, I'd be surprised with a plea only because they spent so much time and so much money to get the guilty verdict to begin with. You know, this is just a case involving, you know, 4-year potential maximum sentence. They had 49 witnesses. They spent millions of dollars of California taxpayer money to get this conviction. It would surprise me if they had a plea deal arranged. But under the new California laws, it's possible that Dr. Murray could end up serving very little time or just house arrest because he's going to be considered a nonviolent offender. And with the California budget restrictions, they may not be able to put him in a prison.
Right. Obviously, we saw that very recently, just the other night, matter of fact, with Lindsay Lohan and the half hour that she spent in jail, was if that, for the 30 days that she was sentenced. So probably not any jail time. But as far as his future as a doctor, that's pretty much done and over with, right?
I think so. I mean, listen, they now have a criminal conviction against him for causing the death of another person, his patient. So the California Medical Board is going to be hard-pressed not to revoke his license. I think it's going to be at the foregone conclusion. I would find it very hard to believe that they would not suspend his license.
Right, absolutely. Wrapping up with Attorney Justin Leto here on the Ralphie Radio Show, do you think anybody else can be brought to trial on the death of Michael Jackson? I've said this on my social networks. I mean, yeah, I think Dr. Murray was responsible, but I think there were so many other people in his circle that had to have known what was going on, right?
I don't think anybody else is going to be looked to it for being responsible. But what you just said has been my argument all along as to why I thought a not guilty might be appropriate, because of the fact that there were so many people who contributed, including the man himself. You know, unfortunate outcome. And I think that when you look at that, some of that may have created doubt for some people, but obviously for this jury, they were able to coordinate their efforts and come up with a verdict of guilty.
Well, again, Dr. Conrad Murray found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the death of Michael Jackson. We will await his sentencing. Breaking it all down for us, Attorney Justin Leto, criminal attorney, joining the Ralphie Radio Show. Mr. Leto, again, thank you for the 411.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.